Well,
好。
Okay.
各位恩相信君啊，我
Welcome back to the army.
前面有一期聊这个土城战役啊，就
I talked about the Battle of Tushan earlier.
就是四渡赤水这个。
It's about the Battle of Wuchen.
对吧？啊，这个好多人还关注了啊。
This many people are also paying attention to this.
播放量也不错啊。
The number of views is also pretty good.
我就说这个看来大家还是挺感兴趣的啊。
I said that this seems to be quite interesting to everyone.
我接着聊一聊啊。
Let's continue.
这个四渡赤水。
This 4-day trip.
这个电影马上就要上了啊。
This movie is about to be released.
那么肯定我猜想啊
So I guess
肯定是用兵如神吧
I guess he's really good at using troops
用美化了一下啊
I've made some further improvements
但是你从细部来看啊
But when you look at the details
我们就说这个土城啊
Let's talk about this town
就是我党啊对这个国军中央军的这个行动呢是了解的是比较
Well, that's the People's Army, right? I'm talking about the People's Army's Central Army's action, which is
可以说是了如指掌啊。对于像这个吴奇伟纵队啊，这指挥部安插在哪里
？I can say that I know everything about where the Wookiee Guard headquarters is located. For example.
他们的动向如何
Their movements
他们对待前军王家烈的态度啊
Their attitude towards the former warlord Wang Wingly
他是还掌握得非常清楚啊
He clearly knows it
反反复复
Over and over again
在他们中间穿插啊
Interspersed among them
那个周浑元纵队和吴奇伟两个纵队嘛
The two squads, the Ghost Squad and the Wookiee Team,
都能在中间很容易的找到这个空档啊。
During easily found the gap,
插来插去的啊。
Keep poking and prodding,
那么把这个中央军呢，就是调动的团团转啊。
So, the Central Army is basically just moving around.
但是你没有发现没有啊
？But you didn't find it, did you?
那么在夺取土城以后
，So after taking the city of Tosh，
他们在这个长江以南和这个川军这个郭勋旗啊，之前我说的完勋旗啊，和郭勋旗部遭遇的时候呢
，They all are in the south of the Yangtze River and the Sichuan Army and the Guozun flag. Before I mentioned Guozun flag and Guozun flag, they didn't encounter each other.
他情报就完全失灵了啊
This intelligence is completely useless.
这个川军本来是沿长江布防的啊
This the People's Liberation Army of China originally was supposed to be stationed along the Yangtze River.
他们的目标啊，其实是保卫这个四川啊。
Their goal is actually to protect Sichuan.
不让这个革命队伍进入四川吧。
Don't let this a revolutionary group enter Sichuan, okay?
这也是这个我军的情报系统的这个基本判断啊。
This is also a basic judgment of our army's intelligence system. Well.
结果没想到川军主动越过长江啊
Unexpectedly, the Chinese army crossed the Yangtze River first.
进入了贵州境内啊
Entered into Guizhou province.
进土城进行防御啊
Prepare to defend the city of Tosh.
主动出击了啊
Aggressive.
而且来的人还不少
And there were quite a few people coming.Well,
不管是从这个敌军的动态和这个数量上啊，
regardless of the enemy's dynamics and the tree battle.
这个中央都判断失误了啊。
Ji 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 zhu bian and du pan du and shu wooler a.
那么这个用兵如神对川军就没有用了啊。
Then, if the divine army strategy doesn't work against the Chinese army,
遇到川军就没有神了。
When encountering the People's Liberation Army, one loses all faith.
为什么？
Why?
其实就是很简单。
Actually, it's very simple.
就刘湘周边没，刘湘这个川军的高。
The remaining high-ranking officers of the Liu Zhanglid Sichuan Army.
刘湘周围没有这个地下党啊。
There are no underground parties around Liu Zhang.
或者是很少，或者层级不够。
Or it is not enough, or not hierarchical enough.
所以对川军的动向和兵力部署还有掌握是完全
So, having complete control over the movements and troop deployments of the People's Liberation Army is essential.
不行的啊。
No way.
虽然朱老总和这个刘伯承都是四川人。
Although both Mr. Xu and General Liu were from Sichuan.
但显然他们在刘湘身边是没有这个高级情报人员的啊。
But obviously, they didn't have any high-level intelligence personnel around Liu Zhang.
那么，像郭勋琴这种早年也对这个共产主义比较向往啊。
So, someone like Guo Zongke, who was also interested in communism in his early years.
甚至还有传闻说是准备入党的这种将领啊。
There are even rumors that some generals are planning to join the party.
啊、
这个
红一方面军都没有足够的预判啊。
This, the Red Army didn't have enough foresight.
那么郭勋祺在逼近土城以后呢、啊、
So, after Guo Zongke approached the city of Tudi,
人家采用的战术是沿着山脊走啊。
The tactics people use are to run along the steep slopes.
并没有进入你的包围圈啊。
You haven't entered my circle yet.
没有进入你的口袋阵啊。
Not in your pocket.
是沿着你的口袋外围啊。
Are you going to wrap it around your pocket?
用这个重火力啊。
Use this, you know.
对这个红一军团发动的攻击啊。
Attack the Red Army.
啊。
这
大大出乎了这个红一军团的预料啊。
This was a huge surprise for the Red Army.
不得不撤向这个赤水方向渡水。
I must retreat and avoid the attack of the Red Water Army.
往西边去寻找
Bow west to find it.
新的突破口啊。
Use this loophole.
说白了就是被人家迎头痛击了一下。
In short, I was just hit in the head by someone.
啊，所以说你说这个为什么对中央军用兵如
So, you're saying that this explains why the Central Army can use troops like a city.
对川军就无可奈何。
What can we do against the People's Liberation Army?
那说
Is it?
是吧，后面反复的在这个古令和永续
Repeatedly mentioned in the drum and the eternal.
寻找这个突破。
Without this breakthrough,
好，万途渡过长江都失败了。
The Wantou crossing, where all the factories failed.
啊，一渡赤水。
Strength red water.
找这个。
Find this red.
其他突破口是全部是以失败告终啊。
His weakness is that he always fails.
那么在滇军孙渡部队的这个压迫下呢，也没有办法突破孙渡啊。
So, even when the pressure from the Yunnan Army's Sundu unit was applied, there was no way to break through the depth.
后来还是利用这个中央军和这个前军啊。
Later, I still used this central army and this former army.
王家烈这个部队中间的这个裂缝啊。
The crack in the Wang family's unit
制造力气杨公贵阳啊
How to make a strong and effective Yangon attacking game.
然后让蒋介石把孙渡啊。
Then let Chiang Kai-shek do it.
从这个云南这个边境调过来。
From this one, who was transferred from the border region of Yunnan.
保卫贵阳的这个计谋。
This strategy to protect Guiyang.
把滇军从云南边境调出来以后。
After the Yunnan army was withdrawn from the border of Yunnan.
然后从贵阳突然一个转向啊，切入到云南。
Then, from Guiyang, it suddenly made a turn and entered Yunnan.
那才最终才能达到了这个战略目的啊。
That's the ultimate strategic goal.
说明他们的情报系统啊。
Explain their intelligence system.
对这个川军和滇军是基本无效的。
This is basically useless against the Sichuan army and the Yunnan army.
但是对中央军特别有效啊。
But it's especially effective for the central army.
这才是我觉得应该关注的这个四渡赤水的重点啊。
This is the key point that I think we should focus on, which is the Battle of Wuchang.
应该看什么？看。
What to watch?
就是这个情报人员对中央军的渗透啊。
This is about the intelligence officer infiltrating the central army.
这是非常厉害的。
This is amazing.
那么，我就直接说我的观点了啊。
So, I'll just state my opinion directly.
可能不对啊。
Maybe it's not right.
但我就觉得这些暗桩或者是情报人员或者是地下党。
I'm going to realize later that these undercover agents or intelligence officers for underground people
为什么能够对中央军进行那么高规格的渗透掌握
Why can you achieve such a high level of penetration and control over the central army?
那么多情报呢
Where are all the information?
其实就是源于黄埔时期啊
Actually, it stems from the Huan Pu period.
这个黄埔军校的建立啊。
The establishment of the Wanpoa Military Academy.
就和这个苏联有巨大的关系啊。
This is all related to the Soviet Union.
啊，说白了就是教官金钱。
Simply put, it's the military's money.
钱，所有的管理都是来自于苏联。
All management comes from the Soviet Union.
啊，所以我们这个恩来同志。
So this comrade in lie.
啊，才能在这个黄埔军校埋下无数的暗。
This will allow countless hidden bricks to be buried in the Wanpoa Military Academy.
砖在蒋介石身边都埋下了无数的这个情报人员。
There were countless intelligence agents embedded in Chiang Kai-shek's circle.
啊，那么这个是不是这样一
？So here's how it goes.
讲大家可能都清楚了。
Everyone probably already knows.
啊，为什么会这么厉害
？Why is it so powerful?
还这么如神啊
？Is it that amazing too?
啊
，Well.
其实就是原因和道理，其实并不复杂啊。
Actually, the reasons and principles are not that complicated.
你多看一些资料都知道了。
You should read more materials.
好。
Okay.
那么今天就讲到这，拜拜。
So, today we're talking about goodbye.